Today, the kids are taking over the virtual compound. Listen to our experiences in our own words.
My name is Emma. I am 18. My dad is a Marine. He has been for my whole life and a little bit before, so 23 years total. We've moved 6 times, and I am about to graduate. My thoughts on being a military kid is it's definitely a unique experience. There are good and bad sides to it, as there is for everything, but it's definitely underrated. You tell kids that you're a Marine brat and they're like, oh, that's cool, and that's about it. They might ask you a few questions about getting on base, but other than that, it's just kind of like brushed aside, like, oh, that's cool, your dad's a Marine in the military. But there's so much more. There's difficult things, there's good things. Some of the difficult things being sometimes you don't really know your parents because they're deployed, or you don't know where they are, and you can't talk to them always, and it's difficult because sometimes they'll miss big important parts of your life, and it's not their fault, it's the military's fault, because they can't really control where they're being like sent to. It also makes it difficult because you don't always have friends. It's really hard to keep friends when you're moving halfway across the world 4 times or so. I don't have any friends from my childhood. I mean, I have a few, but I don't talk to them. Like, it's, oh, we follow each other on social media, that kind of thing.
So being a military kid, it's definitely a unique experience because, well, I've moved halfway across the world 4 times, and I've never met anyone aside from other military kids who have moved halfway across the world. Like, most people I know have lived in the same house their whole lives. And it definitely has given me a greater appreciation for the life I have and the people I've met. Like, without the military, I would not have met some of the people I've met. I would not have experienced some of the things I've experienced. And good job, baby. And I've just become more experienced, and I wouldn't say well-rounded.
I would.
Well-rounded? Okay, more well-rounded and knowledgeable about other cultures, if that makes sense. But anyway, without the military, it's just fun to think if we had just stayed in one place my whole life, would I have had, like, who would I be? Would I still be a member of my church? Would I be a terrible kid? Would I be really smart?
You are really smart.
No, like, would I be, like, super, super smart? Like, you know, genius, getting to Harvard and all that? Would I be just on the bad track, on my way to be homeless? Like,
would you be entitled?
Would I be entitled? Would I be like some of my friends and just...
Not to disparage your friends.
Oh, absolutely not. I love them to death. But it's just... I've met some people who are very privileged and who have... Like, who don't see it. They view themselves as oppressed and that their life is so hard. Everyone's out to get them when... Like, I wouldn't trade my life in a heartbeat. But I would, kind of, if that makes sense. I would love to have their life.
Just because it's different?
Just because, not just because it's different, but because of, like, they're not appreciating it.
Mm. But do you appreciate your life?
I do appreciate my life. I love my life. But it's a different kind of appreciation for, like, the life they lead, you know? Yeah. Like, it'd be cool to have, like, live in one place, like, know all the same people my whole life, have those close relationships, and not have, like, a constant cycle of friends, you know?
Yeah.
That is one hard part, like, the biggest hard part about being a military kid. Other than moving and, like, everything seemed a little uncertain and rocky and everywhere, you know?
But I definitely know there are good things. I am able to handle stressful situations easier. I can go with the flow better. I can multitask. I know how to deal with emotions. I can easily fit into social situations, just jump in and get what needs to be done, whether that be getting a new job and making new friends, creating a new life, anything. The military has prepared me for that, so it has prepared me to make that transition into adulthood as I'm graduating high school, moving into my adult life, and it's definitely, I'm grateful for it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I am very proud to be a military kid.
As military children, we encounter unusual experiences that impact us in a variety of ways. Sometimes we'll need a little extra understanding when we have to work with a specialist. That's why you should check out Erin Clemens and her business, Pediatric Achievements, for occupational, physical, or speech therapy. Erin is a military spouse and has taken her business with her as she has moved around where the Marine Corps sends her family, now stationed in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Hi, my name is Ellie, and I'm living in Maryland currently. We're stationed here, and I'm a family of four, the oldest sibling.
I'm Aubrey. I am stationed in Virginia for a few years. I'm Zoe's best friend. I've known her my whole life, and I'm a family of six. I'm the second oldest. I'm also older than Zoe because
A week. She's older than me by a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so many hours.
It's a very long week.
Very long week, yeah. Because you didn't know me. And then when I was born, it was the best thing that ever happened in your life.
Dream on.
Oh, sure. Anyway, yeah. I was born at
5:30. And a week and 8 hours. So a very long week. Over a week. I was only over a week.
She likes to brag. And yeah, I'm taller than her.
Really? Let's not talk about this.
Anyway, we're best friend military brats with an interesting story. With an interesting story. And we want to share it with you guys.
So over the last 12 years, we have collectively lived in 5 states, 2 countries, 15 houses, and 10 schools. We only got to be in the same school for 1 year. It's okay.
Yeah.
We had some pretty cool friends, though. Yeah. One was from France and one was from Romania. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
The closest we've ever lived to each other is like a minute. And the farthest has been like 6 hours. We've never gone 8 months without seeing each other. That was in Quantico last year. Or no, in second grade, sorry.
Oh, yeah, in second grade.
Last time in Virginia for me. Fun fact, we follow each other in sports. Like, Zoe started soccer, and so I started soccer. And I did gymnastics.
You're out of order. You're out of order. I did soccer, you did soccer. I did ballet, you did ballet for a year.
And then we did tap and jazz, and that was really bad. And then we did gymnastics, and I rolled.
Sure.
I'm the one that stuck with it. She's doing ballet now.
Yeah. This whole thing began when our dads met at TBS, or the Basic School for Marine Officers in Quantico Marine Base in Virginia.
Yeah. My parents moved to Virginia from Ohio. My brother, my oldest brother, he was born in Ohio. Hmm. And then they moved to Virginia and had me.
Yeah. My parents were born and raised in Oklahoma. They couldn't start when they were supposed to because our moms were pregnant with us. Our due dates were exactly 3 days apart, born exactly 1 week apart. She was born early. I was born late.
Yeah. So I think we've had some pretty cool things being military kids. Mm-hmm.
We're spoiled. We're not spoiled. We moved to Japan.
Okay. Well, and
my sister is picky about sushi now. That's spoiled.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Being a military child has emotional ups and downs. Physical, meh. Emotional, it's a roller coaster.
It really sucks because our dads are like gone a lot sometimes. My dad, he missed my little brother's birth because he was deployed.
I think my dad missed my sister's birthday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Our first memories.
Well, I think my favorite memory, my
The
first memory of
cupcake.
you is the cupcake.
The cupcake.
It was
the
my
cupcake
cupcake.
incident. It was my
It
cupcake.
was
It
mine.
was mine.
Okay, so
I
basically,
brought it from home.
but I clearly ate it better.
There was a plastic cupcake.
Okay, so basically, there was this pink cupcake that me and Zoe used to like be attached to,
It was hot
and
pink.
we would always fight over who would get it whenever we played like bakery or something.
We were
Yeah.
playing like kitchen because she in Virginia, Quantico, Virginia. Nope. It was in North Carolina. It was while we
It was
were in
in North
North
Carolina.
Carolina. I would go over to her house. She had this cupcake set up that I loved.
My mom used to hide the cup. Whenever you would come over, she used to hide the cupcakes on
And we
top of
found
like
it.
this really big shelf,
And yet
and
we
then I would
found it.
climb the shelf to get it.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then we would throw it at each other. Got a few bruises out of that.
Yeah. I think also a really awesome memory, whenever we found out that we were moving to Japan, we were about to turn 8, and we found
Oh,
out we were
yeah.
moving to Japan, and we had this like party, and we had like all of this fake
Yeah.
Japanese food, and it was
So
so fun.
when I was young, seven, when I was seven, I loved gifts. I was, every time somebody else got a gift, I would immediately get jealous. That's how every kid is, anyway.
Yeah.
I saw there were six gifts, and so I said, "That's enough for the Roop family." Not for us, because there's two too many. Right, Mom? And she was like, "Or it's enough for all the kids." I'm like, "Oh, yeah." But then it kind of left my brain. But then when they did come over, all of a sudden there was this strange food I've never seen in my entire life.
I have a picture of her and she made the strangest face. It's so funny. It's going in my room.
I was not excited to move to Japan to begin with. Like, I was actually,
Oh, my
I
little
hated
sister
it.
couldn't pronounce Japan. She said Pachan.
But I was like so devastated. I'm like, why are we moving to Japan? I've only heard bad things about Japan because in
Yeah.
second grade, every little kid is like, Japan's the worst place because they're learning about World War II and Hiroshima and Nagasaki and Pearl Harbor. And all of a sudden, everybody's like,
I remember
Japan's
right
the
before we
worst.
moved to Japan, we went to the Marine Corps Monument
Oh,
Museum thing,
yes.
and there was this really big thing about Japanese people being awful.
Yeah.
And Japanese aren't awful at all. They're like super
It's
nice people.
that was
But I
from
remember
a
crying because I was so scared to go because I didn't want to get killed by the Japanese. I was also 7, so
Yeah, the food, amazing. I honestly want to live in Japan. So safe. Like, on our
want to go to
base,
Germany.
that's off topic, Aubrey.
I love Germany. Very cool.
Too much chocolate.
Oh, I can't eat chocolate anyway, but that's okay.
Yeah. Holidays. Let's
What are
see
we
here.
eating?
I think our biggest was probably Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving was a time we could actually get together fully. We would drive across the states, wherever we need to do, see each other. I think this was the first Thanksgiving we didn't spend together.
Yeah, well, there are a few other ones, but in a while.
Yeah, in a while. One of them, I went to her family's farm. The turkeys.
Okay, they're adorable. They're like babies.
I know. New Year's, the classic holiday.
Oh, I went to your house to sleep over in Japan, and we stayed
Yes.
up and we watched a video of the ball drop in New York since we couldn't see
Oh,
it.
yes. Funny story.
Yeah.
While we were living in New Jersey, we didn't go to New York to see the ball drop. We didn't even watch it. No, we didn't go because we got back like 2 days before. We basically left a day after Christmas.
That's what I did. Oh, well, no, I left on New Year's. Never
My
mind.
dad wasn't there for Christmas either.
Yeah.
Anyway, next is April Fool's. There was this insane April Fool's that she pulled. And I, to clarify this, I despise April Fool's. I don't like it. It's the
You're
worst.
also in Japan.
She came over to my house, and actually, before she came over to my house, my mom told me that her arm got a really bad sprain from gymnastics. A few
All the
hours
fun stuff
later,
happens.
she did the monkey bars. I yelled so loud.
That's not what happened.
Okay, fine.
What happened? Okay, so your mom came over to my house to pick me up, and I decided, hey, we need to wrap my arm because I want to prank Zoe. And so we did, and she wrapped my arm when we got back. And then I was having sleep over at house, and we were Later on, we went to the park by her house. Basically, I was on the monkey bars, and I decided, hey, I decided to do it one hand. And then I pretend to fall, and, like, I'm, like, crying and stuff.
That's
like,
not what happened.
Like, great. That is what happened.
And then I chased you down the hill afterwards, and I almost murdered you at night while you were asleep.
I climbed up the tree.
Christmas. We couldn't spend Christmas. We couldn't fly home. One Christmas, my family members did come out. That was the Christmas before the pandemic in 2019. And then the other ones, we spent Christmas Day with ourselves. And then either Christmas Eve or the day after Christmas, we would go over to each other's houses and open our gifts. Usually it'd be Christmas Eve. Okay, our birthdays. For my 10th birthday, we went to a hotel.
That was a fun one.
That was a fun one.
Our parents decided that we should do it together. Like, duh. I mean,
indeed.
So, yeah, we went to a very fancy hotel. It was super special. We had a lot of fun. There was a pool on the roof. It was like one where like...
Rooftop pool?
Yeah. And there was like a hot tub and it was super bubbly. It was awesome. And
hot spring, that's what it was. It was impersonating a hot spring.
And on like our last night or our second to last night, there was fireworks outside. And we got to see them. We were all soaking wet and cold because it was out on the balcony. We were in the pool. We went out and there's fireworks everywhere and it's super pretty. What was your favorite part, Zoe?
My favorite part definitely would have been when we were trying out my hoverboard I got.
In the hall.
Yes, Galaxy. Man, I loved that thing. Sad story. It ended up in a lake, and now it's in the trash for parts somewhere in this world.
We had a really good time. And I remember me and Zoe were obsessed with, like, making, like, little dance and plays, like, inside the water. Like, we'd do water dancing and stuff. And that was awesome. We were really bad at it, but that's okay, right?
Yeah, and we were really bad.
Yeah.
That's our 10th birthday. Oh, American Village. It's
best thing ever. I got to live near it.
Yeah, she lived on Camp Lester. American Village, they had like the second best pizza to New York. Really good pizza. And then...
I love my New York pizza.
Yes. What was your favorite part about American Village, Aubrey?
My favorite part. So we were obsessed with Pokemon then.
Yes.
Like, that was our thing.
But that's also because we lived in Japan. You know, Pokemon was everywhere.
But it was like Japan and some parts of America going through a Pokemon craze.
Yes.
And so people, like, got permission and they painted Pokemon all over American Village. And you had to go find the Pokemon. And they were so cool. And, like, you could take pictures. And me and my family, we did this thing where we found these wings that were painted on, like, walls. And they were everywhere. And we'd take pictures. And it was like a game almost. And I also really liked, the seawall.
The seawall, yes.
So it was by the ocean.
Originally, it was based for tsunami protection. And now there's beautiful art all over it. And it's like stretches across the entire island.
It's not graffiti, but like it's all good.
But it's really beautiful art and something that we respect and think it's really pretty.
While we're on the topic of American Village and seawalls, there was this one place that I went. I don't know if you ever went, but it was called Rainbow Bagel. And
yes!
Yeah, they had these bagels, and they dyed them rainbow colors. And, like, they're all rainbow swirled. And you could get, like, your favorite cream cheese in it. And I always got, like, this honey, like, nut one. It was so good. And we would always take it to the seawall and sit and eat our bagels on the seawall.
We got that for breakfast while we stayed at La Queue. Oh, FYI, the hotel that we stayed at for our birthday, was called La Queue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Okuma. We haven't talked about Okuma. Okuma was like the perfect. Yeah, it was the perfect beach. You did have to pay to stay there, but it was like a military. There was a Japanese side and a military side.
Japanese was a lot better.
Yeah, it's nicer. But the military side, amazing, amazing beaches. Housing, it's made out of cement, and everything smells like
everything
salty water.
We're at a beach.
Yeah. They had a putt-putt. Their nachos were on the dot. So, Okuma is a great getaway spot if you want to get away from your...
Just get away from our houses.
Yeah, and to see each other. So, New Jersey, New York. I was able to go to the top of Empire State Building.
I was able to...
Times Square. You went to Times Square.
I did go. I've got to tell a story about how you got stuck in the bathroom and me and your dad and you didn't get stuck in the bathroom. What?
I don't remember that. Huh?
Okay. So basically we were in New York and your dad, it was just me and my brothers and your dad. And we were the only ones that didn't have to use the bathroom. We just got off the ferry. And so he said, let's get on the bus so we can grab some seats. And so we got on the bus, your dad, my brothers, and everybody else was in the bathroom, and all of a sudden,
the bus starts moving.
Starts moving, and your dad is, like, freaking out because the bus never starts moving. And so he was lecturing us on what to do if we got on the bus, then we realized our parents weren't there. We ended up having to get off, like, right next to Central Park, and we, like, stopped in Times Square or something.
Yeah.
And we got some really good sandwiches, but it was like 20 minutes. We were in Central Park for 20 minutes before you guys came.
We ended up going to Bryant Park. Bryant Park is like, in my opinion, it's right after Central Park. Bryant Park has games you can use. They have chess sets out everywhere. And then in the spring, they have opera and other plays going on. And in the winter, they... cover up the grass and with the ice, and they have the ice skating rink and bumper cars later. Then it takes about 2 months for the grass to regrow, and you can go back on the grass and start all over again. So, what's your favorite part about New York, Aubrey?
Well, I don't know. I think that story is my favorite part. It was sort of hilarious.
When I lived in New York, I don't know about Aubrey, but like I told my mom and dad, I'm not going to make too many friends because I'm only living here for a year and it's New York, New Jersey. Everybody's going to grow attached or they're going to be really mean. It's going to be hard to make friends. And we finally make friends. I'll be leaving in 1 month. So what's the point? But, you know, I made friends at dance. It was a good friend thing. What about you, Aubrey, and Rhode Island?
Rhode Island was pretty interesting. There was this thing that my school did called Island Treasures because our island is so diverse. There's, like, lots of totally different things that you can do everywhere. And different people's specialties. And I got to go to a farm. That school was the first time I ever did a play. And that's why I'm doing my school's Aladdin this year.
How was your friend life?
I had some friends. I had some really good ones and then some friends. I don't know. My school was super close since it was so small. And everybody is friends with everyone. And me and my friends decided to do the school play like I was talking about.
Dodea schools versus public schools. Dodea definitely understands you better. Public school is interesting. It's like, or private, public/private. They almost never know you're military unless you announce it and then you like brag about where you've gone. But they almost never know. And then with Dodea, it's like the teachers can understand what you're going through. And if you're having a stressful time, we have multiple counselors you go to. Okay.
Everyone is like a family because we all go through the same stuff. At public school, everything is a lot more distant.
Really? It's really unique.
I feel like I really liked military or government-owned schools because they're for military kids and everybody got you. Like Zoe was saying, like everybody understood everything. And I felt like I was very supported. But when I got to public school, I mean, that wasn't bad either. There was a lot of super nice people, and they did sort of know that I was military because it was a small school, and, like, I'm a new kid. Like, where are you from, you know? And so I have to explain that I'm from, like, 5 different places.
The highs are definitely the experiences and the...
being able to meet a whole ton of new people.
Exactly. Like, I made quite a few Japanese friends. You know, we didn't understand each other, but... it was amazing.
They're so nice.
Yeah.
And I think meeting all these people and then possibly never seeing them again. That's like the worst part. I hate that we have to mature so much earlier than everybody else.
Yeah, like how much stress a child can go under from being in the military is astronomical. It is truly, it's a work of art. honestly. There are highs and lows and beautifuls and foolishness that can happen. And it can be frustrating. It can be stressful.
It can be scary. It can be sad. But it can also be good.
It can be good.
There's some great things, awesome people, awesome places, awesome experiences.
And then let's end on a good note here. Military life can be awesome.
Yeah.
And you get these insane experiences that no one or very few people can ever get. We love y'all, community. Thanks for supporting us. Peace out. See you in another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Virtual Compound, Kid Takeover. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Virtual Compound Podcast for the latest updates.
Thank you for listening.